Welcome to another edition of The Power of Words with me, your host, Kevin Treasure, author of The Power of Words, The Winner's Mentality. Our aim is to help people win in life through the power of their words. You are born to win. Welcome to another edition of The Power of Words, The Winner's Mentality with me, your host, Pastor Kevin Treasure, aka The Winner's Mentality, helping you win with the Word of God. And today, you may have seen the title, Rejection, the spirit of rejection. Oh, so many people are suffering. So many people have suffered, will suffer. If you haven't as yet, in some way, form or another, you will go through a season of rejection of your life, or seasons of rejection. Every single one of us are going to go through a season of being rejected by somebody, some groups, people's loved ones. Maybe it be in church, maybe it be to do with ministry, maybe it be in work, maybe even in your family, maybe in your marriage. In some point, you're going to face it. We are going to face a rejection at some point or another. We have to go through it. But looking at the life of many great men of God and women of God, I let you know that rejection is the pathway to the top. Rejection is the pathway to your destiny. We're going to have to go through rejection. We're going to have to face it. Jesus Christ went through it, amen. He was rejected of men, despised, amen. Isaiah says he was despised and rejected of men, a man of sorrows and acquainted with grief. But he went through it for me and for you. So if our Lord and Savior had to go through it, amen, we're going to face it. He belittled himself. He was mocked and he was whipped and he was spat at, and they'd done so much evil to him. He became so low for me and for you. But look where he is right now. Amen. Amen. He became so low, but he's high and he's lifting up and he's exalted. And I just want to encourage someone that may be going through a season of rejection right now. It doesn't feel nice. It feels uncomfortable. Sometimes it feels you want to run away. But I want to let you know, stay in your lane. God has a plan even in the season that you are walking through. I'm going to say this again. God has a plan even in the season. God has a purpose for the pain. I'm going to say that again. There is a purpose for the pain and the season that you are walking through. But I want to let you know, God has factored it in because he's bringing you to a place of greatness. Many great men and great women of God had to walk through it, and it feels uncomfortable, and God is working it out. So he's refining your character even in this season of rejection. But I tell people, when you go through hard times, dark times, stormy times, don't let it let you get bitter. Cause it to let you get better. Many people go through situations in their life, and instead of making the situation cause them to get better, they get bitter. And the Bible warns us, lest any root of bitterness spring up and defile us. And we don't want to be defiled. So don't let the situation defile you. Amen. Continue to pray for your enemies. Bless them that curse you. Do good for them that despise you, use you, that you may be children of your heavenly Father. And when I go through the Word of God and I see so many men of God and women of God that rejected, but that's because God was taking them to a place of prominence. He was taking them to the top. He was taking them, amen, and bringing them to an arena of promotion. And I look at Noah, and Noah, as you know, he was called by God, heard the voice of God, and God gave him a commission. So even many of you have been commissioned. God has called you to do something great, and you know you've heard the voice of God. But I want to let you know, only his family, only his wife and his children believed him. He was there. He was commissioned to preach to the whole world, to preach everybody and all and sundry, and let them know it's going to rain. A flood is coming. We're living in the end times, and this was the end times. In Noah's time, it was the end time. Everybody was about to be wiped away. Amen. And he was building a boat, a massive construction never seen before and never will be seen again. Amen. With the tools that they had, he built something so so seismatic. Or is that a word? Is that a word? Don't try and get big words. I'm not a man of big words. But he was building a very huge boat, amen, to fit all the animals in. And he wanted people to go in, and he preached and he preached. And his preaching was rejected. He was laughed at. He was mocked. Amen. People didn't believe him. And imagine you're building it for 100 years and the same message. It's going to rain. It's going to rain. And he must have preached with passion. He must have preached with conviction. And all he wanted to do was get people saved, get people in the boat. With all his preaching, with all his working, and with all the testimony of the ark that he was building to save the souls, which only 8 came in, including himself. His message was rejected. The man was rejected. And usually when the man is rejected, the message is rejected. I'm going to say that again. When the man is rejected, usually the message is also rejected. But Noah had to be true to what God had called him to do. And man, he wasn't fazed. He knew it was going to rain. He knew the voice of God. And when all was said and done, I believe he must have been preaching until the last minute, because the Bible says, and God shut the door. I believe if he left it to Noah, the rain would have come and the water would have got in the boat. But the Bible says that God shut the door, I believe, back there in Genesis. But Noah's message was rejected. And because Noah's message was rejected, the people perished. Do not reject the message of the gospel. Amen. If you're not saved and you listen to this, don't reject the message of the gospel. Those that reject, that is the biggest mistake you can make, is rejecting, amen, Jesus Christ as Lord and Savior of your life. So if you're facing rejection, Noah, listen to me. Noah went through it. But amen, God promoted him and he's remembered in the Hall of Fame. Amen. He takes faith to walk through it. But he knew what he heard. And many of you are on a mission. You've been commissioned and God has given you a job to do. And maybe your family members don't understand you, or people don't understand you. And maybe many people don't believe you, but you know you've heard the voice of God. You've got to be true to what you know God has told you and keep working, even in the face of adversity, even in the face, amen, of laughter or people mocking you, cruel scourges. No matter what it looks like, keep doing what God has called you to do. Because Noah, amen, became the descendant of many. Amen. His race, his line, his lineage started the whole race of human race again. So don't worry about rejection. Don't worry about who laughs at you. If God is for you, who can be against you? Be still and know that he is God. Many of you are being rejected right now, but I want to let you know it's the pathway to the top. Let's go down to Hagar. Amen. If you know the story of Hagar, in the book of Genesis, staying in Genesis, she was the woman where, I mean, we know about Sarah and Sarai and Abraham, amen, or Abram. And we know that God had given Abraham a promise and Sarah decided to help out God. And I just want to let you know, God does not need our help, amen. God is totally capable of fulfilling his word and his promise concerning our life. So if anybody's there that think that God needs a hand or God needs, you know, he needs a little help, trust me, God does not need any help, especially from his creation. All he needs is our obedience, amen, our willingness and our obedience. And the Bible says that Sarah told Abraham to go into her maid, into Hagar. And as he did so, I mean, Abraham didn't argue. He just went in and before you know it, bang, she's pregnant. And it comes to pass that as she was pregnant, and I believe she must have got a bit of pride now, knowing, hey, I'm carrying the seed. I'm carrying the promised seed of this very blessed, wealthy, anointed man of God. And hey, and so she despised Sarah, and Sarah began to ill-treat her. And the Bible says that she fled, and she fled into the wilderness. And as she fled, the angel of the Lord met her, and he told her to return. And as he returned, she told him what kind of child she's going to have, that she's going to have a man child, and who he is and what it will be. And she said, oh my God, she named that place. And some of us, when we're going through rejection, she was going through rejection by her boss or someone that she had had reverence for, someone that was above her. And she fled from the face of this woman, Sarah. And the Bible says in all Hagar's pain, she renamed her place where she met God, and she said, she called him El Royal, the God who sees, or the God who sees your pain, the God who sees your pain. He sees your rejection. He sees how people have treated you. He sees what you've gone through. He sees what you're going through. He sees how you've been despised. He sees what people have said about you. He sees, the God that sees. She renamed her place. Amen. And she says, the God that sees, the God saw me, and I wasn't struck down, because in those times, I mean, if you see God, you die. Many people believe if you see the face of God, you die. But she said, the God that sees, he's the God that sees. So he knows what you're going through. He's not sleeping on your problem. He sees everything. And I want to let you know that God does not sleep and God does not slumber. Amen. He sees what you've gone through. He sees what you've had to walk through, and he sees what you've had to endure. If we're going to go for another woman that's had to endure along the same lines, so to speak, but on a different level, we see Hannah. Hannah was loved by Elkanah, and at that time, Elkanah had two wives, but Peninnah, amen, was the one that had the children, and Hannah didn't have any children, and Hannah would be provoked time after time. And Peninnah, you can imagine, oh, I've got babies and you haven't, you can't make babies. And can you imagine what Hannah had to walk through all these years and these seasons of her life? And even though she was loved by her husband. She must have felt rejected, amen, by community and by people knowing that, oh my God, because it was a shame to not be able to have children in those days. And she had to walk through that shame and walk through that rejection. And people don't know, only people that have walked through it will only know, amen, what it feels like. But she had to walk through that pain and walk through that rejection and that cruel mocking by Penina, but only that, you know, we serve a God that turns things around and works everything out for his glory and his honor. Listen to me, rejection is only for a season. And in your rejection, draw close to God. The Bible says, draw nigh to God and he will draw nigh unto you. God is using a rejection for a purpose. Amen. He's refining some things in us. He's taking out some things in us. Amen. Amen. The Bible says in the book of Deuteronomy, where he talks about the children of Israel in the wilderness, amen, he said, I humbled you and suffered you to hunger you. So sometimes it's a season of humbling, a season where God is refining us, and it doesn't feel comfortable and it doesn't feel nice. And sometimes we want to cry out and like Hagar, sometimes we want to run away. But God is saying, I'm doing something with the rejection. Amen. It is the pathway to your destiny. It's the pathway to the top. When we look again and we're staying in the, I think I'm gonna do some more just about rejection. So many people I speak to are suffering rejection, and sometimes it's with family members, sometimes with parents. Some people are rejected by their father, where their father left them at a young age. I mean, I didn't grow up with my father, and sometimes there's that air of rejection, and some people are like, well, he's looking after his other kids, but he doesn't care about me. And some people have had to go through that rejection and walk through that rejection, that pain of why their father chose to stay with the other family and not actually care for them or provide for them or just forget totally about them. Some people never grew up with their parents or with their mother, or some people grew up with their grandparents and feel like they lost out. But I want to let you know there's a purpose for the pain. And nobody said life was going to be easy. Nobody said life was going to be fair. But what I do know, dear listener, the moment you cast your cares upon the Lord, the moment you put your trust in Jesus, listen to me, he's going to work it out for our good. Because the Bible says in Romans chapter 8, and we know. So we've got to know, and we know. Makarabasanta, and we know that all things are working together for our good, for them that love the Lord and those that are called according to his promises. Amen. Rejection isn't nice. Amen. And the spirit of rejection opens doors. So listen to me. I say you reject it and you say, no, I'm accepted and beloved. I'm accepted by God. God has a plan. Amen. I'm not going to walk through this. I'm not going to do this. No, I'm not going to do this. I know that God loves me. I know that God's plans for me are good and not of evil, to give me an accepted, expected end. And I'm going to trust God in it. If man doesn't accept me, I know that God loves me. And he's demonstrated his love by sending his son to die on the cross. It's all part of your preparation. Rejection is the pathway to the top. I'll see you on the other side. This has been me, Pastor Kevin Treasure, a.k.a. The Winner's Mentality, helping you win with the word. Thank you for tuning to The Power of Words, The Winner's Mentality. Please remember to subscribe to our podcast and leave a review. Check out our website, kevintreasure.com. Follow us on Instagram and Facebook. You are born to win.